Hello, I'm Jack Andrews. I will be attending Elon University in the fall, which is located about 20 miles from Greensboro, North Carolina. I plan to major in environmental and ecological science, join the Army ROTC program, play club golf, and eat a lot of barbecue. As a member of St. Peter's, I participated in service work through Good Works, ASP, and the Pantry. I've been in the youth group, and I am an usher. When I received Father Koshy's request to deliver a three-minute sermon today, I was not too excited. You see, writing is not really my thing. But then I remembered the essay that I wrote for my application to Elon, and the assignment became less painful. The prompt for my Elon application essay was, describe a place that has meaning to you and discuss its importance in your life. Explain how this place has influenced who you are today. I'd like to share an abbreviated version of my essay with you now. My church is a place that has a lot of meaning to me because of relationships that I have found there and the experiences that I have had at St. Peter's. Through my church, I have found a relationship with God, with the clergy, with other parishioners and youth, and most importantly, with people who need help. When I was younger, going to church was boring and seemed pointless. But once I got to eighth grade, that all changed. In eighth grade, I went on my first mission trip to Appalachia. Since that time, I have had many experiences through my church that have made me the person that I am today. When I went on my first service project to Appalachia, I really didn't know what to expect. I knew that we would be in an impoverished area, but it was nothing like I had ever seen. The typical house that I saw was a broken down trailer with a porch attached to it. My team was assigned to a trailer that sat in the pool of stagnant water. Our job was to build a French drain outside of the house to eliminate the pool of water and prevent drainage problems in the future. Once we started working on the drain, I was motivated to work quickly because in my mind, I thought the harder I worked, the more I could benefit the owners of the trailer. The owners had no car, no phone, and two children. The older daughter was about my age and dreamed of going to college. At the end of the week, when we finished the drain, I felt a great sense of accomplishment. And I realized that I enjoyed this kind of service work because I had helped to improve living conditions for the family. Another activity that I do at St. Peter's, which is very important to me, is working in our pantry. I used to help the clients carry their groceries, but in the last few years, I've enjoyed working with the breakfast team. I like the camaraderie in the kitchen and meeting the clients as we serve them. I never really understood how fortunate I am to always receive a hot meal at home until I started serving breakfast to some of the clients who are truly hungry. As simple as it sounds, I have learned to always appreciate any food that I receive. I learned that firsthand when I went on a mission trip to El Salvador this past summer. Our group was invited to a few meals that were prepared by families in extreme poverty. I felt humbled to eat what they had prepared for us. El Salvador is the first developing nation that I visited. Seeing people living in metal shacks without electricity and running water was shocking to me. But what was really mind-blowing is that these people all seem very happy. I believe the reason why is simple. They are just happy being with their neighbors and family. These relationships are more important to them than money. I have heard that money does not make someone happy. But while in El Salvador, I learned the real truth in the statement. All of these events have been church-related experiences that have been very meaningful to me. And I believe that I am a more humble and charitable person today because of them. The service work that I have done at St. Peter's has been an extension of my faith. I plan to continue service in the future by volunteering for Habitat for Humanity, learning how to protect our environment, and serving our nation in the military. As I move on to North Carolina in the next phase of my life, I want to thank everyone at St. Peter's for giving me these experiences, your support, and Christian guidance. With you, I have dug ditches, climbed sand dunes, flipped pancakes, meditated, hammered nails, eaten pupusas, washed cars, mixed cement, played Foursquare, listened to coyotes, and much more. In your own way, you have given me a memory of St. Peter's to take with me. Lastly, Father Koshy asked me to share some advice, so here it is. I have learned that to accomplish your dreams and goals, you need to believe in yourself, and your faith can help you do that. God is always with you.
I'm DJ. Over the past 15 years that I've been attending St. Peter's and the youth group, I've seen myself grow in many aspects, from learning about Christian life to being involved in the community. Through the service projects like ASP or Good Works, they've shaped me into the person I am today. My last trip to ASP in West Virginia hit me the most. I can honestly say that that's when my biggest spiritual lesson was learned. One morning I was messing around and didn't want to work and pretty much did everything you're not supposed to do while on a service project. Mr. Russell pulled me aside and told me, "Stop messing around, you're really not helping me." He was disappointed with my actions, as any other person would. We talked about it for a little bit. I sat there and thought, what am I really doing here? What was my motivation to sacrifice a week of my summer and drive countless hours to West Virginia to help someone I didn't even know? I found myself thinking of this for the rest of the day while I just went through the motions. It hit me the following morning when we got to the work site. A woman named June, the next door neighbor, was already outside waiting for us. She wanted to help as well. She offered us drinks with the little that she had and was very welcoming, letting us use her bathroom and cool off on her couch when it got hot. So I realized that this lady had nothing but was offering everything and anything she could while I was complaining and not wanting to do any work. This woman could work, why couldn't I? I started working for the last 3 days, and me and my team almost finished the steps. That was a wake-up call to me, because ever since I witnessed that incident, it changed me to the outgoing person I am today. My hopes and dreams for myself are to graduate from college with a teaching degree and return to the Phoenixville area. I'll definitely be giving back from my personal experiences, and I plan to attend Ferrum College. Thanks.
As you grow up in the church, you go through a spiritual journey. Everyone goes through it, and it takes each of us different places. My spiritual journey took me, My spiritual journey is taking me to places where I didn't think I'd imagine myself to be in my wildest dreams. My spiritual journey took me to having great success in high school, receiving my high school diploma, and has me on the verge of attending a top-notch university and my number one choice of Quinnipiac to study broadcast journalism. And the biggest part of my spiritual journey was realizing that God has a plan for me. So I know that no matter what happens to me, God knows where he wants me to be, and he's helped guiding me to that special place. So, you know, what did I learn in confirmation class? So many things. But I think the biggest thing that my great teachers, Mr. Russell and Father Koshy, taught me is that, you know, God is on my side, and that my congregation is also on my side. See, God has blessed me with a great talent in public speaking, and it's allowed me to speak at many different venues, including this one. And my congregation has also lent me a helping hand. Countless number of times I've been up here at this podium announcing the prayers of people, providing the first or second reading of the gospel, and I've lost count of how many times I've gotten into a great discussion downstairs after the service at coffee hour with someone about where I'm going to college or what I want to do with the rest of my life. So I stand before you here today, you know, not just to lecture or to show off some great talent that I have, but it's to give thanks. Give thanks to my beloved Father, and give thanks to my congregation. And if my congregation continues to support me, and my God continues to bless me, you'll be seeing me speak again, but hopefully not here. Hopefully in Bristol, Connecticut, at an ESPN studio, making my community, my family, and my Father very proud. Thank you, guys.
Hello. If you don't know me by now, my name is Jake Schaefer. I'm 18 years old. And so I've been going to this church ever since I was born, or that I could remember. From day one, it's been one of the most important things in my life to come to this church, from the support that everyone here gives and just everything that everyone does for the community here. So I've been a member of the church for 16 years. I've been through the whole youth group program, bearing it through with DJ, who's here, and Jack and Will, and with Mr. Russell. And it's been an honor. I don't know really how to express my feelings towards this because it's been such an important thing in my life, and I just don't know how to say it. Because it's coming to an end, it's a very hard thing to say, but nonetheless, thank you to everyone here. I don't really have much else to say, but thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Will Tackett. There are some lessons that are crucial in life that you just don't learn in school or read about in books. This is because these lessons can't really be explained. Something happens, and you simply know more about the world than you did before. Youth groups served as a medium for many such revelations. The perfect example of this occurred during confirmation. We went on a weekend retreat to a Malvern retreat center. While there, we discussed, among other things, a service project that we were considering doing that involved picking up surplus Panera bread and delivering it to homeless shelters. After the plans were mostly done and we had eaten dinner, we watched a movie. The movie, which was a documentary, was called Invisible Children and dealt with the abduction of child soldiers and other human rights violations that were and are still being done by the Lord's Resistance Army in Central Africa. The documentary depicted the fear, loneliness, and grief of children on the run from the LRA's horrific actions. The situation shown in the film really seemed too appalling to actually be true. As someone who had lived a relatively sheltered life, this was a wake-up call. It was my first exposure to the true face of injustice and the evil of the world. Suddenly, our grand plan to give back to the community seemed rather insignificant in the grand scheme of things. After I expressed my dismay, Father Koshy offered a bit of wisdom that I still remember to this day. He said that even though our Panera bread plan seemed like an inconsequential drop of good in a sea of corruption, we should still give it our all. There's nothing we can do as just a handful of teenagers to solve that level of injustice, but we do have the capability to do our part and chip away at a problem. This lesson is important in all aspects of life, but in service and stewardship especially. No matter how large a problem, you cannot simply use its size to justify not doing anything at all. You must do what you can to lessen the problem, even if it's a tiny bit. And that's what the service that the youth group does is all about. Whether it's good works in our backyard or mission work in El Salvador, your youth group does what it can to make the world a better place. This ideal has influenced my hopes for my career. I aspire to become a medical researcher so I can do what I can, no matter how small, to make people's lives better. Thank you.